I receive tonight. I tell you, I'm determined to receive tonight. Hallelujah. God, we thank you that you're here. You're not just far away. You're right here. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, I thank you that you're in this place. You're here to minister to hearts and minds. Hallelujah. You're the one who can touch people in a way that no man can. You're the one that reaches inside of us and changes us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Just begin to thank God he is moving. Just begin to thank God he is here. Just begin to thank God that he is taking care of your needs. He is moving in your life. Thank you. Thank you, Father. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what's happening? What's happening? Well, we're getting to the place where we're convinced that he's here with what we need. Hallelujah. You got to get to that place. You got to believe he's right here. There is a conviction of the Holy Spirit moving in the crowd tonight. There is a convincing by the Holy Spirit for you to take hold of that you can do that tonight, that you can take hold of what God has for you tonight. The convicting power of the Holy Spirit is here right now, moving in your life, moving in your heart and your mind, getting you to the place where you're ready to receive. Where you believe that tonight you can. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's bringing you to the place where you'll actually act on what you know God has for you. Years ago, I was a child, kid growing up. And we'd go down this certain road, and there was a zealous Christian that had put up a sign that said, "You must be born again." And every time I saw that sign, it would convict me. I wasn't sure what to do, but I knew that it had to do with getting right with God and something about going to heaven. And it would seem like it would speak to me. But I didn't know what to do about it. I just felt so bad because I didn't know what to do. And so I decided the next time I'm going to slide. When I saw it coming, we're going down this road, and I saw that sign coming. And I said, I'm going to slide down to the seat. I'm not going to look at that sign because it just makes me feel bad. So I slid down in the seat, and I waited. And I thought, surely we're past that sign now. And I sat up just in time to see it. And what was happening? The Holy Spirit was convicting me that there is something there that I need to get. And I just want to tell you tonight, the Holy Spirit is here to convict us. There is something for us to get. You need to reach out and get a hold of it. Jesus said, when he comes, he will convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. He's here. He convicts us of that which needs to be put away. And he convicts us of the righteousness of Christ and what we can have in him. And he convicts us of the judgment, that the prince of the world is judged, that he is defeated, that you don't have to be that way. You can be free from that. your hands. Holy Spirit, thank you that your convicting power is in this place. In this place. In this place. In this place. Hallelujah. You are the great attorney of heaven, leading people into the conviction that brings freedom into their lives. Unlike the natural attorney that seeks for a conviction that would lead to condemnation and imprisonment, Holy Spirit is in this place seeking to bring us to a place of freedom. He brings this conviction to lead us not to justice but to Jesus. Ha ha ha. He's in this place now. He's in this place now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's in this place. You got to understand, tonight he came because you're here. He came because you're here. He came because you have a need. He came because you cried out in your heart. He came because he heard you in the dark hour. He heard you when you were hurting. He heard you when things weren't going right. When you didn't get it done like you needed to, and he saw the thoughts of despair. Listen to me, my friend. He was right there. He saw it all, and he saw you come in the night. Listen to me. The great attorney of heaven, the Holy Ghost, has led you here tonight into this place. Maybe you just thought you were going to go to church, to another church service, but tonight the Holy Spirit has brought you here. You almost unconsciously came, some of you, because you thought it was the right thing to do just to come to church tonight. Thank God you came to church. Others of you had no intentions of coming to church tonight, but something stirred on the inside. Perhaps a friend said, "You're surely going to church tonight, aren't you?" What was happening? The Holy Spirit bringing you to the place, this place right now. Why? Because he wants to convince you. He wants to convict you that there is something that you need. That what you need. That what you have prayed for. That what you have cried out to God is happening in this place tonight. Right now. Right now. Right now. Hallelujah. We receive it right now. Just go ahead and receive. Just right where you are. Right in your seat right now. Holy Spirit's moving in your life. He's moving in your heart. He's moving in the way that you need it in your life. Hallelujah. He's in this place. He's in this place. He's in this place. Ha ha. Some of you need to get convicted of the reality of healing tonight. The reality that healing can be yours tonight. You need to get to that place. By his stripes, you were healed. Come on now. Say it with me. Tonight. Tonight. Tonight is my night. Tonight I can receive healing. Tonight I can receive, have needs met. Tonight I can get past all the stuff that somebody did to me. Tonight I don't have to remain in the status quo. Tonight I can step up. In this place. In this place. In this place. Hallelujah. Tonight. Heads bowed and eyes closed right now. I this is very different, but that's okay. That's okay. Right now, the conviction power of the Holy Spirit is in this place. Listen to me. Some of you came. You've not been living right. You've not been living the way that you should. You know it. And you came anyway tonight. You thought maybe tonight might be something you could get some help tonight. Tonight you can get some help. And so here tonight, as the Holy Spirit is right now, he's at, you know where you are. You know what you've been doing. You know that you've not been living the way that you should, and you've not been close to God. You've disregarded the voice of the Lord. You've disregarded the leading of the Holy Spirit. You've disregarded what the Scriptures had to say. But tonight, you're going to change all that. Tonight, the Holy Spirit is here to help you realize, hey, look, that's not the way my rest of my life needs to go. I need to change. I need to accept what Christ did for me at the cross so that I can live a new life in Christ and rise up into all that God has for me tonight. If you are here right now, you're here right now. You have not, you're separated. You know you're not where you need to be with God. You're not, you may have been saved, but you drifted away. Some of you may have never received Christ, but some of you, I know, I just know it in my spirit. The Lord has dealt with me for over a week about this. You're here tonight, and you need to get back in that place where you know you're right where God wants you to be. You're in fellowship with God. You're near to God. His presence is real. His promises are strong in your heart and mind. And if tonight you need to change something. You need to change something. You need to change something tonight. I want you to step out of your seat. I want you to come right down here. I'm going to pray for you right now. You need to get right with God. You need to come close to God. You need to get yourself where God wants you to be. Some of you need to get, you need to reaffirm your salvation tonight. Some of you need to reaffirm your walk with God. Some of you need to get reestablished in your fellowship with God. You need to get down here right now. Just get down here right now. Holy Spirit, I thank you. I'm not trying to talk these people into it. Holy Spirit, you're the one that convicts. You're the one that's bringing people in this place tonight. You caused them to come this far. Now I thank you that you're causing them to come now. I thank you, Holy Spirit. Bring them now. We're going to wait a little bit. You come on down. You come on down. There's more of you that need to come. So you just come right now in the name of Jesus. Come. Some of you don't consider yourself backslid, but I'm going to tell you something. You're backslid because you've settled for status quo and you've not followed God wholeheartedly. You need to get yourself down here right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You need to get yourself on track with God. So if you're here tonight, Holy Spirit, minister conviction to these people. Let them come in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them come in the mighty name of Jesus. Help them to come, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bring them, Holy Spirit, in this place tonight in the name of Jesus. Bring them to this altar in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, thank you that you're bringing them in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You're doing a good work. You're doing the work, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. We're going to pray. We're going to pray in a minute. We're going to pray in a minute, but the Holy Spirit is moving. The Holy Spirit is in this place. Hallelujah. There's still time for you. There's still time for you. Come, Holy Spirit, I thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for helping these people. Thank you for helping these people. Thank you for ministering to these people. Bring them now in the name of Jesus. They're coming. They're coming. There's still more coming. Hallelujah. Just keep on worshiping God. Folks, if you don't need to come right now, then you just keep worshiping God. But I'm going to tell you, there's still people coming. So you come now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, come. Those of you that need it, you want to wait just a moment. Just wait one more moment. Hallelujah, hallelujah, in this place. Hallelujah, in this place right now. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I'm going to wait just one more moment. One more moment. I'm going to look one more time. I'm going to start on this side. If you need to come, you come right now. The Holy Spirit's dealing with people right now. You just come, come, come. I'm looking across this great audience right now. You come. Anybody else that needs to get it right, you need to get it right. You need to get to that place. You need to get to that place. You need to get to that place. where you know you're walking in tune with God. You're tonight you're taking a step in the things that God has for you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Anybody else? Everybody worship the Lord. Just worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this. Somebody needs to hear this. You didn't come this far tonight to stop where you're at. You came to take a step. This step right here. This step right here. You just come. There's one more coming. There's more coming. There's more coming. Just come on. Worship you, Lord. Just worship the Lord. Just worship the Lord. There's more coming. They're coming. Some more coming. Hallelujah. Convicting power of the Holy Spirit upon these people right now. To receive salvation. To get right with God. To establish fellowship with God. To get out of what they've been in. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you for the healing, the convicting power of the Holy Spirit upon these people right now. In the name of Jesus. We pray for these people right now. In the name of Jesus. We name in the name of Jesus. We pray for these people. You that are up here, I want you to look at this. Look at me. I want you to listen to me. I'm going to pray. I'm believing God with you. I've been believing for over a week that you would be here. The Lord showed me over a week ago that you would be here. That there would be the convicting power of the Holy Spirit flowing in this place tonight. And that you can take that step that you know you need to take. The power of God lifting you out of what it is that you've been in and taking you into something new. Oh, my friend, listen to me. This is wonderful. This is so good. This is so wonderful for you. This is God, you meeting God right here. Lift your hand up one more time to heaven and pray this with me. Heavenly Father, everybody in the audience, pray it too. Heavenly Father, I come to you in Jesus' name. Forgive me of my sin. Forgive me for the way I've gone. Help me now to walk in all that you have for me. I receive Christ as my Savior. I thank you that you are giving me your righteousness. You've justified me through the blood. Cleansed me by the blood. Cleansed me by the blood. Say it with me. Cleansed me by the blood. Tonight I take a step of faith, believing God is helping me. Right now, I thank you that God, my God in heaven, is touching me right now. Just take, now lift up both hands. Lift up both hands. Just begin to say, God is touching me right now. He's touching me right now. No man needs to touch you right now. God is touching you right now. God is touching you right now. He's helping you right now in the name of Jesus. He's helping you right now in the name of Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Again. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. We got Brother Paul here. He's going to come and lead you to the room. Make sure that you get what you are, everything that you need, okay? I know God touched you. Vinny and I, listen to me. When I was a 10-year-old boy, listen to me. When I was a 10-year-old boy, the convicting power of the Holy Spirit came upon me. And I'm going to tell you something. I had an experience with God like you wouldn't believe. I don't have time to explain it to you. But here's what happened. I didn't have any instruction. I didn't have any knowledge. I didn't have anybody explain anything to me on how to walk in the light of what God had for me. Oh, I wish to God I would have. I didn't know anybody. But Brother Paul's here tonight for you. He's going to explain some things to you. He's going to take you to a room where you can get some instruction and take the next step. And listen to me. We don't want you to just be free tonight. We want you to be free forever. We want you to be moving ahead in life. We don't want you to stay the same. We don't want you to drift back. We don't want you to say, okay, that was a good night, but tomorrow's another day and I've got the same problems. No, my friend. Listen to me. Do yourself a favor. Listen to the instruction. Take heed to the instruction and begin to implement what they say, what they tell you. And I know this, it'll make a big difference in your life. Lift your hands one more time before we go. Just begin to thank God. He's touched your life right now. He's touched your life right now. Folks, stretch your hands out to these people and just believe God for them. These people, listen to me. You are not alone. We are praying for you. We are believing with you. We're adding our faith to you that you will stand, that you will move, that you will be free and continue to walk in the things of God from this day forth in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Paul, just turn and follow Brother Paul right there, and you can go in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's go ahead. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just lift your hands up now. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Bless these people. Bless these people. Bless these people. Help them, Lord, in every way. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Bless these people in every way. In the mighty name of Jesus, lift your hands up to the Lord and just thank Him right now. Just begin to worship Him a little bit. Just begin to sing softly something in the name of Jesus. Just worship Him. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, 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 yes. We worship You. Convicting power of the Holy Spirit in this place. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Holy Spirit, I thank you. Minister to these people. Touch these people. Move them in a mighty way. Yes, yes, I'll do that. I saw this in the spirit. I saw some of you, you have like a big wall in front of you. You're not out of touch with God, but you've gotten to the place because of stuff that's in front of you and so forth. It seems like it's almost impossible to move forward in what God has and what you might feel in your heart. And there's a wall. Listen to me. Here's the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord is this. He said He can make you run through a troop and leap over a wall. It doesn't matter if there's a wall in front of you. He will lift you up over that wall. Somebody believe that. Somebody better believe that right now. You need to believe that right now. He's lifting you up over the wall. Some of you may be facing opposition, but He can make you run right through it. Some of you got obstacles, but He can lift you right over it in the name of Jesus right now. The word of the Lord. For the Lord does not operate the way man thinks, but he who begins to think in line with the way that the word of the Lord is, even the way that the word of God has spoken, yea, then you shall be able to flow in the things that even the way that the Lord does things, and you'll be able to find yourself moving in things that are far beyond what you've been thinking before. So lift your hands and lift your hearts to me, says the Lord, and I will bring you along in a path that seems far impossible, yet I will make it entirely possible, says the Lord. For I will remove obstacles and I will remove things out of the way, and you shall be able to run in the place that I've made for you. Hallelujah. Lift your hands up and thank Him right now. Come on now. Come on now. the convicting power of the Holy Spirit in this place. Listen to me, the Bible is full of people that stepped into mighty things when they yielded to the convicting power of the Holy Spirit. On the day of Pentecost, Acts chapter 2, it says that Peter preached a sermon and they got convicted. They got cut to the heart. They said, "What should we do?" And Peter gave them instructions to repent, to be saved, to be baptized. 3,000 people responded to the convicting power of the Holy Spirit. Listen, friend, this is not natural, something natural. This is supernatural. This is the Holy Spirit moving in the midst. He wants to show people Jesus. He wants to bring you into what Jesus bought and paid for. We sang this morning that Jesus is a way maker. Listen to me, Brother Bill preached it the other night on he is a way maker. I'm going to tell you something. Listen to me. You got to not just sing about Jesus is a way maker. Thank God he is. But you got to believe that you can go the way that he's opened up. Come on now. Healing power flowing right now. Come on now, lift your hands up and receive the healing power. Healing power. Some of you need healing in your body right now. Just receive it right now where you're at. Ha. Ha ha ha. You need the Holy Spirit to convince you that you can receive it. Some of you say, "Well, I've tried that before." Listen to me. Yield to the convicting power of the Holy Spirit that you can receive healing. Yield to that. Yield to it in Jesus' name right now. Healing power. Healing power. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, right now, you know, whatever you are dealing with physically, I want you to start checking your body to see what the Lord has done, because I know healing was flowing right there. It was just like it came through like a stream. It was like a stream of healing that flowed through here in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Listen to me. Those of you that can tell a difference right now, you lift your hand up and wave it at me. You, the healing power of God. There's one right there. There's one over there. Oh, hallelujah. Over there's one waving. There's another one waving. Back in the back, there's some waving. Glory to God. Let's worship him. Let's magnify the Lord. He is worthy to be praised in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Before we go, let's sing again.
Hallelujah.
Let's worship him.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So we worship you. Us now in the days to come. Strengthen the people in their faith tonight in the mighty name of Jesus, that they may be able to walk in newness of life and in strength that they've never experienced before. That healing power continue to work mightily in the lives of these people. More and more healing flowing in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Breakthroughs for these people in the name of Jesus. that you are moving in their lives and helping them in the mighty way. We give you praise. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. If I could have my prayer workers, they might all be gone in the back room. I don't know. Anybody, any prayer workers out here? No, I think they're all in the back room. Well, listen to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you have any needs or anything of that nature, I'll be here down the front here just a little bit, and we're willing to pray for you. We'll find somebody to pray for you. But if you have a need, if that's fine, we'll pray for you. But I want to tell you something tonight. It doesn't take long for the Holy Spirit to move. Hallelujah. See, when God finds a people that just hook up like this group of people, listen to me. He can move just like that. Just like that. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Don't forget Our Power Wednesday night at 7 p.m. And make sure you get here. There's been something good happen here on Wednesday night. Glory to God. Don't miss out on anything that God is doing. Amen. And so, Connection Team, if you'll find those first-time guests and help them to get that gift out in the West Lobby, that'd be a great thing to do. Let's give our first-time guests a great big hand. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's honor the Lord one more time with our lifting of our hands and setting our eyes upon Him. And we give you the praise, Father, and give you glory. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Shake hands with somebody and tell them, I believe I received Jesus' name.